Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 40 years of radio. That's right, 40 years of radio. Come September 2024, we have been on the air now 40 years. Who are we? Well, first up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest. So, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I don't buy the pay-per-views. Or are you buying the pay-per-views? Of course, that last pay-per-view they put on the air, of course, the Devin Haney Regis Progress fight in December, drew 55,000 homes out of a population of 370 million. Think about that. Huh, that's not a winner. Bottom line is we'll talk about that and more. Of course, Larry Merchant will be here today. Lorenzo Powell, the golden one out of Sacramento, making his pro debut, of course, March 16th when boxing returns to Fat City, Stockton, California. We'll talk about that in depth. We'll also go into the world of Carl Weathers with my man Larry Merchant. Larry knew Carl real well, of course, the guy that played Apollo Creed. I wasn't a big Rocky fan. I never liked Sylvester Stallone. The one time I interviewed him, I didn't dig it. I didn't dig it at all. I mean, we had like, who's this bad vibes? I had a beautiful girl with me, and he was looking this great. But that's a long story. Anyway, talk. That's another subject for another day. And Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion. Did he pull some? What is going on? I mean, come on. He got cut. Did you see this cut? I mean, the cut on his eye was high near the eyebrow. It was so high that he was wearing a headgear that if he got hit with that headgear on, he would have had to been stabbed with a screwdriver in order for that cut to be sustained. What I'm trying to tell you was they showed two different films saying that he got cut by two different guys. They wouldn't keep sparring after the cut. So the bottom line is something is up there. Something is rotten in Denmark or in the world of Tyson Fury, the gypsy. Something's crooked. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Tommy D after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live on Sports Byline and Veev TV.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
It doesn't take Dr. Fernandez to figure out that something is amiss with Tyson Fury. What I mean is, get this. They showed some video on Twitter, I think it was X, whatever you want to call it. Bottom line is, he looks like he's taking a punch, and then a couple seconds later, he's sort of walking towards the camera like the sparring's over. Well, the bottom line is, they said that guy didn't cut him. Allegedly, first it was Agron Samaki that cut him, who's 20-2 with 18 knockouts. I think a Ukrainian heavyweight. That's our Ukrainian cruiserweight who beat him initially, who hurt him initially. And then they're trying to say it was Jai. Who were they trying to say, the former cruiserweight champion that hurt him? Who was that, Tommy D?
Jai Opetai from Australia. Check out the name.
Wow. I think
Jai
Opetai. Okay, you know, we're going to have to redial him. Yeah, we're going to have to redial you, Tommy D. Just sit tight there for a second. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're talking about the Tyson Fury Oleg Usyk fight set for the Soviet Union. So it might as well be Saudi Arabia, same thing. A repressive country, no doubt about that. But the Zone pay-per-view was going to go with this February 17th. Tyson Fury undefeated, of course, what, 35, 36 fights? Of course, Oleg Usyk, the ascending cruiserweight champion who captured all the belts by beating Anthony Joshua not once but twice. But at the end of the day, this fight's not going to happen because Tyson Fury did suffer a cut. The cut's for real. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the cut is legit, okay? But where the cut took place, we just don't know. Okay, back to the phone lines, back to the Skype, and bring in Tommy D. So, Tommy D, am I just being, is that the cop in me smelling something suspicious here, or is something amiss here?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think his reputation, you know, tells you that he's done this before in other ways. The video showed that, you know, it looked like an elbow by what I've heard, it was Jai Opetai, the Australian cruiserweight. I can't pronounce his name.
Okay, yeah, and yet Fight News is reporting the boxer who cut Tyson Fury sparring is reportedly heavyweight Agron Samaki. Okay, so Samakiki. But the bottom line is, two different guys, two different cuts. Why would he be sparring with one guy if he was already cut from the other guy?
I don't know. I mean, he's a weird guy, this guy. It's like you said a couple weeks back, maybe a month ago, you know, these gypsies, you just can't trust these guys.
No, you can't trust gypsies. I told you about that story about, hey, I'm a private investigator when I don't do this. a lady hired me in L.A., and she was a psychic. She was a gypsy psychic. She hired me in L.A. to spy on another gypsy psychic here on Haight Street in San Francisco. I kid you not. So she goes, I want to know if she's got any clients, anybody coming and going. So I was watching the psychic's office for 3 days during the pandemic. Obviously, nobody was coming and going. But the bottom line is, if the wench was a psychic, she wouldn't need to call me.
Yeah, if she was a legit psychic, why is she...
Yeah, yeah, total gypsy. I told you the only and I had a relate as a cop. I ran into nothing but crooked gypsies. I'm sorry, I never met an honest gypsy. How can I really say that? I mean, gypsies are probably gonna. Hopefully, they're not listening to the show. But the bottom line is, I have never met a straight gypsy in my life. Never have. Not one that worked 9 to 5. Never.
They're scam artists.
Just never. Oh, I mean, they used to have them out here in San Francisco. They would fix the dents in your car. Right, and they did a pretty good job, you know, fixing the dents. But when they filled the dents up, but they would use Bondo. I mean, they wouldn't use Bondo; they would use spackle, which is like plaster for the house, right? So once the water hit the spackle, it went away. I said, but they were doing this hustle for years. I mean, anyway, enough of the gypsies. Is this another gypsy scam?
I don't know. Let's go back. I mean, remember the rematch was supposed to take place originally when he beat Klitschko, he pulled out of that, right? The Wilder situation a couple of years ago, he said he had COVID. He pulled out of that, and they had to reschedule. You know, he's done this before, you know, and now with the cut, you know, with the headgear, right? Like, how does that get a perfect shot to open up a cut that big, you know, with headgear? It's questionable.
No. I told you, you would have to stab the guy in the eye with a screwdriver.
Pretty much.
No, I mean, that was a good-looking headgear he had over. I mean, that covered everything. There was no way in the world any cut occurred with that headgear on.
Yeah, I agree, totally. I agree. And then now, supposedly, they signed to fight in May, and there's some type of stipulation or clause that if he pulls out again...
Well, no, he's not going to pull out this time. He's going to go into that fight. That cut's going to open up in the first or second round. Listen, that cut is so bad, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm looking at 6 to 9 months easy, maybe a year before that cut heals, okay? The last cut, I think he got cut in the same place with Otto Wallach. Of course, that fight probably should have been stopped, but the boxing establishment wasn't going to let that happen, were they?
No, they weren't, because I was in between fights. With the Deontay Wilder rematch was supposed to take place. And that was in between. There was no way they were going to let that happen and stop that. They should have, though.
Has Fury done anything outside of Wilder of late? I mean, when was the last Wilder? 3 or 4 years ago?
It was like a few years ago, 2022, right? The end of 2022.
Yeah, so what have you done for me lately, Tyson Fury?
Not 21, actually. He hasn't done anything, yeah. I mean, he looked bad against, you know, an MMA fighter, a fight that a lot of people thought he lost, you know, and I think he had a cut in that fight too, in the other guy.
Anyway, the heavyweight, listen, there's nobody really to step up either. Oleg Usyk, for some reason, I don't get excited thinking about him fighting. How come?
Because his last performance. I like Usyk. I think it's good. His last performance, it looked a little shaky. He got hurt to the body again. You know, because he got hurt in the Joshua fight.
He don't take it to the body.
He got hurt again. Yeah,
that's the way to beat him. Just crack him to the body. I mean, grit your teeth and crack him to the body.
Yeah, he doesn't like it at all.
Okay, so speaking of guys who don't like it at all, Shakur Stevenson has a bit of an attitude. Sometimes he doesn't like the media at all. Sometimes he does. Has he retired? Is that for real?
No, I think that's all, you know, promotion. This is just the day of social media. You know, everybody's sensitive to all these posts and, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, I think he just needs to just stay off social media and just go get a fight and put on a better performance than what he did his last fight, which was a snooze fest.
That's the best thing I've heard about that fight. What about Errol Spence? Is Errol Spence retired?
I don't know. There's words that he's going to come back and fight, and he's going to, you know, campaign at 154. He wants to fight Crawford again, which I don't think he should. You know, I don't even think he should take it, you know, a well-known contender at 154.
I read that he had retired because of cataract surgery like a month ago. He was talking about retiring this, and basically it's over and this kind of, you know. It should be over him because, you know, he was damaged severely in that car accident. Of course, the Crawford fight just added injury to insult. So what I'm trying to tell you is that he doesn't need to be getting hit in the head no more. I mean, Errol Spence, I'm saying this for you, man. I'm not saying this for anybody else. And you got enough money. I mean, you brag about the money you have. If you've got as much money as you say you have, man, walk away. Be a man and walk away.
He should. Not only has money, he actually has a couple fighters that he helps promote. You know, that's under his. He has a label that, I mean, even though they haven't been fighting, Frank Martin hasn't had a fight in about a year. But, I mean, he doesn't need to fight anymore. I mean, just give it up and let, you know.
Okay, Tommy D, time to put you on the spot before we go to a break here. Devin Haney, supposedly one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. WBA lightweight champion. Of course, I sort of had he had a suspect run at 135. I didn't think he beat Lomachenko. And, of course, the two fights with Kambosos, that was nothing to brag about. But at 140, he and Regis Progress in last month in December here in San Francisco drew 55,000 homes on pay-per-view across the country. We have 370 million people in this country. What does that say about Devin Haney and his style of boxing?
People, there's not many people that are fans of the boxing of boxing. They like fighting rather than boxing. I think there's two different things. And then I think it just says that the Americans don't really support in general. I mean, when's the last pay-per-view that done well, you know, when it was just two, you know, African male fighters in the main event?
Well,
last time was Tank and Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to go back in time. I know I'm going to get rapped for this, but black fighters don't draw. I mean, I've had black fighters on cards in San Francisco, where I've had black fighters on the card, and then I was so anal at one point in time when I was promoting club boxing, club shows, that I would count the people in the audience and count the ethnic groups. You know, it was like 12 black people, 11. I was like anal about this kind of stuff. Okay, when I had black fighters on the card, they didn't sell tickets. I mean, they fought well, but they didn't sell tickets. You know what I'm saying? And believe it or not, I put guys that couldn't fight, that could sell tickets on the card in place of them because of the fact that, what could I do with them?
Well, we don't have, I mean, if Tank Davis was to fight Devin Haney, does that fight sell?
I don't know.
Tank Davis is
Tank Davis sells by himself, probably. 29-0, 27 knockouts. Can't say too much about that. Of course, the one guy that went the distance with him, Pitbull, is going to... We'll talk about that card after the break, of course. Pitbull, Cruz, and Rolly Romero. Rolly Romero's one of my favorite guys. People say, oh, he can't fight. You know what? He's still one of my favorite guys, just like Ismael Barroso, another one of my favorite guys.
Well, Rolly's good for TV. I like Rolly as well. You know, I like him. You know, the press conferences is good. He's entertaining. You know, and is this something where boxing needs right now?
Okay, Tommy D, I've got a young prospect coming up next in Lorenzo Powell. I'll see you back at 40 after.
You got it.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The kid from Sacramento, California, former amateur stud, going to turn pro, of course, March 16th in Stockton, California, when boxing returns to Fat City. We'll talk about that and more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Stockton, California, coming alive, of course, in March. Boxing returns to the Fat City. We'll talk about that in depth, of course, with my next guest, Lorenzo Powell. They call him the Golden One. Of course, a stud from the Sacramento amateur boxing situation. Going to turn pro on this card. So tell me, young man, why are you the future of boxing from Sacramento? Because Sacramento's had some great champions, Tony Lopez, Lorenzo Garza, and go on and on. But the bottom line is, you're the heir apparent to greatness. So tell me, why?
You know. First and foremost, I want to give thanks to my trainer, Marty Chima, you know, and also his old trainer that he learned from, Don Conley. Oh. But, you know, going back to, like, a lot of these people around here, the Bay Area and all around, that's saying, the next big thing, Lorenzo Powell, you know, they just see the talent, they see the work ethic that me and Coach Marty puts in, day in, day out, in the gym 2-3 times a day. We didn't have a lot of local fights. We've been going to these national tournaments. I went in my first national tournament. I was only 9-1. Me and Coach took over the whole tournament, beat 6-time national champ Stacy Selby, 4-time national champ Anthony Brown. So, yeah, you know, just from day one, me and Coach always been in the gym 2-3 times a day, putting in the work, and people seen that, you know, and then we started going to these national tournaments, and then, like, we stood out, and like, hey, who is this kid? So, yeah, I guess they're just recognizing talent. They seeing the hard work that me and Coach is putting in, and they seeing that it's all paying off.
Did you ever meet Don Conley?
No, I personally didn't get the chance to meet Don Conley, but from everything that Coach tells me, I know that was one bad man right there.
He was a wonderful dude, man. Listen, the only hang-up he ever had, I mean, we traveled all over. We traveled across the country together in the amateurs. I saw him in the pros. But the bottom line is he smoked cigarettes. The cigarettes killed him. And I kept telling him, man, he couldn't give it up. I mean, it was the hardest thing in the world. He could walk the straight line on anything in this entire world. He was so disciplined, but he couldn't give up cigarettes. He just couldn't do it, and that's what killed him.
Yeah.
But he was a wonderful man. In fact, if you've got any of that Don Conley blood running off in your training, you're doing real well. Now,
for sure.
Turn to professional. Is this a 4-round fight?
Yes, 4-rounder.
Okay. What's the difference between amateur and pro besides the size of the gloves?
So in the pros, of course, yeah, it's an 8-ounce. In the amateurs, it was a 10-ounce. But I feel like the main difference between, like, the pros and the amateurs is just being patient, you know, how focused you got to be, how locked in. Because, you know, whether it's the amateurs or the pros, when you step in that ring, all it takes is one punch. But it's a big difference between going to the amateur tournament where you can goof off a little bit and, okay, I can still get in the ring and maybe do good, or being in the pros where it's like, okay, one slip-up might, you know, turn the whole fight around. Okay. So, I would say the main key is, like, the focus that you got to have going into the fight and being super patient. So, yeah, the glove size, it makes a difference. But, like I said, anytime you go in the ring, it only takes one punch.
Okay, Sugar Ray Leonard told me we were training together in Florida back in 1989. Shows you how old I am. Bottom line is we're training together. And I asked him, Ray, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? And he said,
the willingness to gamble, not only in the ring, like going for a knockout or going for a dramatic finish, but the willingness to take on guys who people think he can't beat. How do you define the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter?
Yeah, you know, kind of backing off what Sugar Ray Leonard said, I completely agree with that. To me, the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is a good fighter is willing just to do enough just to get by, basically. A great fighter is willing to do enough to get by, plus do some on top. So, like I said, you know, like as a good fighter, for example, they might come in the gym an hour and a half a day, and for them, that's good. A great fighter might come in the gym an hour and a half, you know, and then come back a few hours later, and then come back a few hours later. You know, always, like I said, always putting in the extra work. It's kind of like what Kobe said. I put in so much overtime. How can people ever catch up to me? To me, that's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter.
Okay. Sacramento, California's Lorenzo Powell is with me on the line from his training camp. Of course, March 16th, he goes in Stockton, California. You know, there's some pretty good guys out of Sacramento, California. I did a couple of Tony Lopez's fights, Lorenzo Garza. Of course, we had different promoters. Don Chargan was the Hall of Fame promoter up there. But Jerry Cosia, the former World Heavyweight Champion, promoted cards in Sacramento as well. Are you going to be able to bring boxing back to Sacramento? Are you going to sell some? Can you sell tickets?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got all my supporters behind me, and I'm extremely grateful for them. We definitely will be selling tickets and having people come out, and they're ready to see us show up and show up.
So you got people? Have you got a bus going to Stockton and just a whole bunch of caravan?
Yes, sir. So we got a lot of people that's already taken care of it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Me and Coach was thinking about getting like buses and stuff, because how many people talking about already coming out, how many tickets we already have sold. So like I said, yeah, we got the crowd behind us.
You know, speaking of Stockton, one night I was a ring announcer there at the Stockton Memorial Auditorium. In fact, Dwight Clark and I were doing the TV. I was doing the TV and the ring announcer. Of course, that's when, talk about a cheap promotion, having the guy work two or three jobs. But the bottom line is, I announced that some guy from Stockton had lost a fight. And this is back in the days when they had those big cell phones that looked like a brick. So somebody threw a cell phone from the top of the arena and hit me in the head, and I saw, the only time in my life I saw stars. I saw stars. They had to stop the telecast for 5 minutes. So that's my, I fought three times in Stockton, won all three times amateur fights, but that last memory in Stockton, that was a bit of a buzz.
Wow, yeah, I know. That was crazy. Yeah, sometimes in Stockton, you know, me and Coach, even previous to, like, going to for our March 16th fight, we done went to cars in Stockton where Gabe fought on. And we'll just be in the audience just going just to watch. And, yeah, sometimes in Stockton it gets crazy, because I always tell people, the fans and supporters, they come to watch fights, but it's like they end up fighting a few of them. So it gets crazy. But, hey, the support out there is tremendous. It's crazy, the support they show for the Stockton fighters and for whenever it's a fight in Stockton.
Okay, Stockton is called Fat City. That's the nickname. Of course, a movie came out in the 70s. It was written by my friend Leonard Gardner, who lives here in San Francisco. It won some Academy Awards, but it was about boxing in Stockton, California. So there's actually a movie about Stockton and boxing.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to watch that. What's it called?
Fat City.
Fat City. Okay, I'm going to have to watch that.
Okay, so who's the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now? Is there a king in boxing?
To me, personally, my opinion, I would have to go with Crawford. I would have to say Crawford.
Okay. What about number two? Long pause there. Long pause, Mr. Powell. What's up with number two?
I'll say Canelo. I'll give it to Canelo.
Oh, he's so old, you can stick a fork in him, man. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Sayonara, he's doing siesta time. Get this. He fights Bivol. Right? He loses to Bivol. He fights John Ryder, who really can't fight all that much. He beats John Ryder over a 12-round decision. Munguia stops him last week. Then he fights Charlo. Charlo don't throw no punches at him. Then he wants to fight the other Charlo. Then he wants to fight Crawford in September. That's some punk-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I didn't say it, but I came close. I come close?
Yeah, you good.
Okay. But no, come on, what's up with that? What do you think? I mean, Canelo, man, he's just taking advantage. He should fight that. Listen, when you've got icons like Marco Antonio Barrera and Juan Manuel Marquez telling you, you know what, you're BSing everybody, you should be fighting Benavidez, and they're dogging you on their podcast, man, those podcasts are heard by like millions of Mexicans.
Yeah, see, so, I mean, with that, yeah, I would have to agree with you. I definitely think he should be fighting Benavidez. But prior to, like, the him and Benavidez, you know, the situation of that coming up, you know, yeah, of course, Canelo's been in the game a long time. You know, I just, you know, I kind of go off of, you know, from when I say what fighters is at the top, you know, it's like, yeah, what they did, but also, like, what they kind of, like, stand for. Like, Canelo, yeah, he fought Mayweather and stuff. After he fought Mayweather, like, he was willing to fight anybody. But I know what you're saying,
I get that. Lorenzo, I get that. But what have you done for me lately?
Say that again?
Bottom line is, I ask a fighter, what have you done for me lately?
That's right.
I mean, like Tyson saying. Fury. Look at Tyson Fury. He hasn't done nothing since he fought Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? So anyway, what do we expect? A four-round fight? Do you have any idea who the opponent is yet?
No, we don't. We don't have an idea who the opponent is.
So,
but like we say, it don't matter. Put anybody across the ring from us.
You know, after being in those amateur tournaments, that is the way it is, ain't it?
That's the way it is. You know, at the amateur tournaments, you're fighting every day. You know, you already kind of got a feel of who you're fighting. You know, me and Coach, we go, we study on them. Some of them we already knew. It's all top guys. It's no slouches. You know, it's coming from all different states. You know, it's everybody wanting to get that belt just like you wanting to get that belt. So, like I said, you fighting every day. You weighing in every day. You know, it's a lot of fun in the amateurs. But, yeah, we don't have an opponent yet. But, like I said, it's whoever you put it across the ring from us, we're ready.
Well, as I said, when you're in those amateur tournaments, you're fighting a left-hander, you're fighting a right-hander, you're fighting a short guy, you're fighting a tall guy, you're fighting a guy that can punch, you're fighting a guy that can't punch. I mean, they throw the entire kitchen sink at you in an amateur tournament.
Yeah, no, they do. Yeah, like I said, you kind of already got a feel for, like, especially, like, some of the tournaments we went to, it was guys that we maybe have beat already, or maybe guys that we fought that didn't go our way. So you kind of already got a feel for it. We asked a lot of different styles. Like you said, it's southpaws, it's orthodox, it's people that come forward, it's boxers. So it's a lot of different work. So going to the Nationals, like I said, me and Coach been going to the Nationals ever since I was 9-1. You know, so I didn't have a lot of local fights, but being at those Nationals, like, it brought me and Coach's game up to a whole different level.
Well, Lorenzo Powell, I wish you the very best of luck running up here on a hard break. But the very best of luck, March 16th, of course, in Fat City, Stockton, California. I hope to talk to you soon. Much respect, young man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D is back after the break.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
It's 40 love here in the third set.
And there's the bell. She's coming off the bench hot, looking for a quick knockdown. But wait, she's driving to the hoop. Oh, down goes the champ.
Now that's another double fault. She'll be shooting too.
The serve is up. And here comes the left hook. She's bundled her home and auto insurance with Progressive. Swish, ace, savings, TKO.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039.
That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview. Game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Okay, self-confessions of a radio talk show host. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. On the other side of the glass is the impeccable one, of course, talking about Bailey Peck, my producer extraordinaire for Sunday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we've been touching on the Tyson Fury controversy, the giant gypsy, of course, cut allegedly in a sparring match. I didn't see the cut. They showed a couple of different films, said it was a couple of different guys. When you've got two different guys causing the same cut, something is amiss in my mind, no doubt about that. Now, let's take a look at the boxing calendar as we bring in, of course, bring back Tommy D. Of course, he shot collar for Sunday. Tommy D, February 24th, The Zone, Edgar Berlanga versus Pedraig McCrory. Can McCrory fight a lick, or can you spell the word fight?
I think he's just there to try to make Berlanga look good. You know, Berlanga's trying to look a little bit better. His last fight, he looked a little decent. He boxed a little better. Then he hurt. Who was it? He fought quickly. He hurt him. I think he dropped him in the last round. He's just there to make Berlanga look good.
Wasn't he like 18-0 with 18 first round knockouts?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and fell in love with the knockouts. Then he went into a fight. It was on the other card of the Wilder Fury fight, and he got dropped. And I think they gave him the decision, or they might have scored it a draw. But he should have lost that fight. He fought a guy from Argentina, I believe. I can't remember the name, but he did not look good at all. And then I think the next fight, he got into the, you know, he decided he wanted to bite the guy. So, you know, he bit the guy.
I'm going to go off subject here because I usually don't talk about bare knuckle boxing this end. But Austin Trout won a version of the World Welterweight Championship of bare knuckle boxing. That's pretty extreme, man. I mean, Austin and I go back, not to the amateurs, but we go back to when he was a pro, of course, working with Bob Spagnuolo, his manager down there in Houston, Texas. But, man, bare knuckle boxing, good Lord.
I guess he's looking, you know, to get paid. I mean, I think he was still looking to fight professionally boxing, but I just don't think he was getting the right fights or the right money for fights. And I guess he went a different route. I believe after that fight, I didn't watch it. I believe after the fight, he called out somebody in that in the pros. I don't know if he called out Tim Zhu or somebody. He called out somebody professionally looking for
anyway, he lit this guy up. He lit this guy up named Palomino, said to be the best fighter pound for pound in the world of bare knuckle fighting. Yikes. I mean, anyway, that and slapping. Have you seen a slapping contest on the internet yet?
I've seen clips. It's pretty intense.
Is Danny White, yeah. Dana White's behind that, right?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
So here's what I want you to do, Tommy D. I want you to get me and Dana White. Let me slap the snot out of Dana White. No. Let me, because here's what's up. If you let me slap first, I will win. Okay? The idea is whoever slaps first. Because, do you flip? What do you flip a coin to see who slaps you first? Because when somebody slaps you, my mother slapped me one time, made my ears ring for 3 days. I think she gave me a concussion. I told her later, like 5 years later, you should have been arrested for child abuse. She said, you're lucky I didn't kill your ass. She caught me cutting school.
With her hand or with a chancleta?
Open hand. Made my ears ring for 3 days. I mean, like, we're not talking about a light ringing either. We're talking, something was wrong with my brain, man. And my mother said, you're lucky I didn't kill you. She caught me cutting school. Imagine that. Imagine you're cutting school like 3 or 4 miles away from your school, maybe 10 miles away from where she works, right? And she's supposed to be at work, right? And you're playing. All of a sudden you hear, Pete, and you're thinking, you know, that sounds like my mom. And sure enough, it was my mom in a pair of high heels, and she just did me up right in front of my friends, man.
Let me ask you a question: did you cut school again after that?
Never. not where I got caught. I mean, no.
Okay.
I was a young little. It was like the seventh grade or something like that. No, I never did that again. I'm telling you, here's what we cut school for: we cut school to play on some tractors. We're in the seventh grade. We're playing. I mean, it was like a construction site. So we're playing on tractors and that. And I heard, Pete. I'm saying to myself, you know, that eerily sounds like my mother. You know what I'm saying? And sure enough, it was her standing in a pair of high heels in the mud. And she let go one of the most vicious slaps. Anyway, enough of that. Anyway, Austin, but back to slapping. If you give me the first slap, that's cool. Because I'm going to tell you like this. You get slapped like that in the head, the brain jarring, it's just like a punch. It'll give you a concussion.
No, definitely. I've seen clips where people just drop. And, you know, the size of people's hands, that's got to matter too. You know, overhand slap. Come on. You know, and you're getting hit with the palm of your hand. I mean, it's,
Same as a punch. All right, let's talk about Thursday night. Of course, Teofimo Lopez, formerly known as the Takeover. Is the Takeover back?
I mean, you know, for boxing, I hope it's back. You know, we need him. He's calling for bigger fights. He said he wants to fight, you know, Crawford. He wants to move up and fight Crawford. So, I mean, let's hope it's back. I think Jermaine Ortiz is a good opponent for him. He's going to be there to fight. He's going to come to win. You know, he's a solid opponent. But I want to see Teofimo stop this guy. I want to see what, you know, because Ortiz fought this Puerto Rican, Adorno, and he survived. And they gave him a draw. So I can see Teofimo dropping him and finishing him, you know, in the late rounds, 9-10 rounds.
Okay, let's go back to Canelo just for a second. Bivol, Ryder, Canelo, Charlo, maybe another Charlo, and then he wants to fight Crawford, this and that. I mean, the Mexican legends are calling him out on this one, though. I mean, both Marco Antonio Barrera and Juan Manuel Lopez both called him out.
As they should. I mean, you have Benavidez right there. Why not fight Benavidez? You have Morel looking
he
on.
He can't spell opponent. No, you don't get it. Canelo can't spell Benavidez, let alone David.
He doesn't want to spell. He doesn't want to try. I mean, he doesn't mention him at all. You know, I mean, Munguia's another guy he's looking to fight. I mean, Munguia looked good last week, but against a guy that's, you know, he's been beat up pretty much his whole career. So the fight that we want as fans, you know, and I'm sure the Mexican fans definitely, they want Benavidez and Canelo, and that's the fight that should happen. You know, I would be okay with Canelo and Crawford, but, you know, once again, Crawford would have to be moving up to weight classes.
Okay. Speaking of a guy that probably got slapped in his last fight, last couple of fights, and should walk away, Oscar Valdez is coming back March 29th on ESPN against Liam Wilson. Wilson's not much of a puncher, but Oscar Valdez should never go near a boxing ring again.
After he got, you know, pieced up by Navarrete, he should not. I mean, that, these guys are looking,
do you see what his face looked like?
It was terrible. And I heard if he wins, they're going to try to give him another title shot, which is crazy.
Well, you know, I mean, he's a good kid, talks a good game, no doubt about that. Okay, but he doesn't belong anywhere near a boxing ring, no doubt about that. I mean, I look at I take that back. You know, he showed the classiest moment probably in the last 5 or 10 years of boxing when he knocked out Burchelt. And then at the end of the fight, when the fight was, they were about to announce the fight, Burchett was in the center of a ring trying to recover on a stool, and Oscar Valdez went over there and got on his knees and sort of gave him his props. I mean, I thought that was the classiest move I've ever seen, maybe one of the classiest moves I've ever seen in my life in the sport of boxing.
Yeah, that was a good moment for him. But at the same time, I got to throw this in there, that was the last fight he looked good in.
Yeah, it's true.
Because after that, he did not look good after that.
Okay.
He fought Concept Sal, the Brazilian, and, you know, they gave him a gift victory. I thought the Brazilian beat him. But
March 8th is a famous day in boxing history. March 8th, 1971, of course, the fight heard around the world. Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, both undefeated heavyweight champions going at it. And, of course, Joe winning a 15-round decision in Madison Square Garden. But March 8th, the Zone pay-per-view, the good old The Zone, coming back with another pay-per-view. Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou, Zil Zhang and Joseph Parker, and Ray Vargas versus Nick Ball. I'm down with Parker and Zhang, and I'm hoping Ngannou beats up Joshua.
I am with you 100% on both. I don't think Ngannou's going to beat Joshua. I actually think Joshua's going to stop Ngannou. But the Zhang Parker fight, I'm very intrigued in that fight. I think that's going to be a really good heavyweight fight. That should be the main event. But of course, they're not going to put that in the main event.
Zil Zhang, of course, the Japanese, the Chinese national. What is he, 6'5"?
I think he's taller than that. He might be
taller than that.
I think he's taller than 6'5". He's a big guy. I know his head may be like 6'5". I saw him in person last June, and his head just like floating among all the people in the crowd there. He was pretty pretty intimidating.
In 1994, the Chinese had this kung fu guy, this national guy. His name was Lee. I can't remember what his first name was. But he was like the Bruce Lee of kung fu and MMA over there, okay? And they wanted him to have a professional fight. So they brought me over to Macau a month early to train this guy, right? So the first morning we go down I'm meeting him. I met him the night before. The first morning we go down for breakfast, he puts 28 strips of bacon on his plate. 28 strips of bacon. And the reason why I know this, I'm anal, I counted the pieces, okay? But, I mean, wait, this is not going well. This is the training camp, you know what I'm saying? You're not eating 28 strips of bacon on me. You're just not going to do it. So the guy, he put his hand down on the table, like he beat on the table, like, how dare you take my food away from me? Anyway, bottom line is, he had a fight, and I didn't know that the opponent they set up was a fix. It was some professional wrestler. So he took a wrestling-like bump. You know what I'm talking about? Took a wrestling bump off this guy, this kung fu guy, and the fight was fixed and ended. All of a sudden, the Chinese started throwing stuff over my head. I mean, the arena turned into a riot. The police came. I got on the microphone. I begged the people to stop. But obviously, they can't understand me in English. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't know if you remember when George Bush ducked that, when the guy threw that thing at George Bush and he ducked it to the side, but I was ducking stuff.
Oh, like the Matrix.
I was ducking things left and right, man. They were throwing stuff. I grabbed that microphone and don't throw stuff left and right. But the Chinese fight fans, of course, things have changed. That was the second professional card held in China. Of course, the last card held in China was in 1949 that Mao Zedong put together. I did the first card in 1993, the Brawl at the Wall. We televised that, and then we went back in 1994 to Macau, and we did that horrible card. Anyway, back to Anthony Joshua. You think he's going to stop Ngannou, huh?
I think he's going to stop Ngannou. I mean,
styles make fights.
You know, styles make fights, and I think Joshua's going to be prepared for this fight. He's not going to go in there kind of like the way Fury went in there and thought he was going to run over this guy. I think Joshua's going to take this. He's going to take it seriously, and I see him stopping Ngannou in like the fourth, fifth round.
Oh, so what's up with Tyson? And what's up with Deontay Wilder?
I have no idea. I've not heard anything about this guy. The last I saw of him, he was in a reality show, and he left the show after like the second episode because he had some type of trauma or something. It was a show called The Traitors or something like that. That's the last I've seen of him. So I don't think mentally, I don't think he's there. I'd be surprised if we see him fight again.
Okay. Nonoa Inoue, why is it I'm leaning towards him being the pound-for-pound king instead of Crawford? Why do I give him more props than I give Crawford? Because of Earl Spence? Because
he's been more active, and he's been fighting. And he's, you know, he's been unifying titles. And obviously he became undisputed early on last year. You know, I think he's more well in mind. You know, we see him in the ring as we only see Crawford maybe once a year, you know, so.
Okay. Ryan Garcia, not my favorite guy, but he sells tickets, and of course he sells pay-per-views and all that kind of good stuff. Who's he? They keep going back and forth about opponents for him. Is there anybody set in stone?
I have not heard anything. It was supposed to be Rowley. Now he's talking about Shakur and, you know, Shakur with his thing.
Oh, okay, who,
you know,
wins Rowley and Pitbull? Who wins Rowley and Pitbull? Who wins that fight?
I think I'm picking Rowley. I like Rowley.
Because we're in love with Rowley.
I like Rowley.
We're Rowley fans. Listen, we should anytime we say Rowley Romero or Ismael Barrosos on this show, we should put up a big-ass asterisk next to it. These guys are shilling for these two guys. They're shills. Of course, we love Rowley. We love him.
And Rowley's not even that good. I mean, the best I've seen Rowley, the best I've ever seen Rowley fight was in the loss to Tank Davis.
No, it was when he lit up Ryan Garcia. When he lit up Ryan Garcia in the gym.
Oh, okay, well, that was many years ago. That too, but But real side note, I know you had this Lorenzo Powell on from Sacramento. There's another fighter from Sacramento that's pretty good. He fights in a couple weeks. Cain Sandoval. He fights a super lightweight, 140 pounds. I think he's fighting over there, in L.A. He's fighting Javier Molina. He's a real good fighter, 11-0, 11 KOs. I want you to look out for this guy if you get a chance.
Fantastic. Tommy D, say hello to the agent. When I call her hard-boiled, I mean that complimentary.
Definitely, I will. She's at church right now praying for the both of us, probably. So.
She better pray. I tell her I need all the prayers I can get. Have a great weekend, my brother.
You too, bro. Take care.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Look in my eyes.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzon, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number is four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike Got McCollum, Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Former undisputed world middleweight champion, the Executioner, of course, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mr. Bernard Hopkins. Great guy, of course. When he beat Trinidad in the Garden, he and I went to a private party afterwards. I got his hand wrapped somewhere at home from that fight. But the bottom line is that I think was his shining moment, no doubt about that. A sold-out Garden. They were all there for the Puerto Rican, and he silenced them. Talk about the Executioner, Bernard Hopkins. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're bringing the retired HBO Godfather Larry Murch. Of course, we'll talk about the passing of the man that played Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers is a guy I used to see at a couple of fights. Of course, I wasn't big into the Rocky thing. Still not big into it. I mean, the bottom line is I think Stallone, the fact that, you know, he portrayed a fighter that may not have been knocked out. I'm not into that type of fighters. I'm not into those guys. That's, to me, that's not boxing. That's like face fighting. I'm not into face fighting. But the bottom line is, of course, he was emulating the The great Chuck Wepner, who's appeared on the show many times in the past. But the bottom line is, of course, he didn't play Chuck until like 15 or 20 years later after the movie. In other words, he stole Chuck's life. Chuck lived in poverty. But the bottom line is, Stallone finally had to pay up. So said a court order. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is hour number one of two. So says the impeccable one in the other room. So we come back with hour number two after the news. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Come September, it'll be 40 years of knocking out all bums. Who am I? Pedro Fernandez, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era, is back with hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the bias news. Turn down the volume for 6 minutes. Do yourself a favor. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one, take it away.
I'm Laura Winters. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally launching strikes and at least 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to Iran-backed proxy forces using a drone a week ago to attack one of our bases, killing three U.S. soldiers and injuring dozens more. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, saying in a statement, unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response. Now, the bodies of all three sergeants, two women ages 23 and 24, both from Georgia, and one man who was 46, flown back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on hand for the somber ceremony. In other news, the president is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The president plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday, where he will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys focusing on abortion rights. Following that, the president and the first lady will travel to Las Vegas on Sunday. That's ahead of Nevada's Democratic presidential primary on Tuesday. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
And Bruce Springsteen paying tribute to his mother, Adele Springsteen, who passed away at the age of 98. On his Instagram page, Springsteen posting a video of himself and his mom dancing to Glenn Miller's In the Mood, and he listed the dates of her birth and death in the caption. Now, back in 2021, Springsteen said that his mother had Alzheimer's disease and she could no longer speak or stand. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Turning now to sports, if you're wondering how much it will cost to see the Super Bowl live in Las Vegas next Sunday, the answer is more than $5,000, as that's how much tickets are going for on StubHub right now. The most expensive VIP package listed at $51,000. Now, obviously, you're going to need an airline ticket and a hotel, not to mention food. The Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday, February 11th. Some say the game is so popular this year because of the Taylor Swift effect. She, of course, is dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Actor Alec Baldwin back in the news. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
Actor Alec Baldwin is pleading not guilty to new involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust, Baldwin waived his arraignment, entering the plea in a court document filed Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Carl Weathers, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, has died. He was 76 years old. He was born in New Orleans and had a 50-year career in movies and TV. He first appeared in the iconic role of Apollo Creed in Rocky back in 1976. In Pennsylvania, the world's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, predicting an early spring. He did not see his shadow. This means there won't be six more weeks of winter. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two of two, plus the Sunday edition, coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, VTV, the WBC TV channel on Facebook. It's all over the place. Bottom line is, we have got it going on, of course, and I've been doing this almost 40 years. Come September, it'll be 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Of course, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer, so I bring a unique combination to the desk. But straight up, you are the guys buying the pay-per-view. You're the actual fans, per se. Because, you know, sometimes I look at the world of boxing as a business because I study the business aspect of it. I haven't been a matchmaker, promoted a couple of cards, did some stuff. But the bottom line is, to this role, I sit here as a journalist. So today I am the journalist. Of course, some people say I'm a journalist, but the bottom line is today I am the journalist. And of course, we got it going on as far as texting me. You want to text me in the studio? The phone number is 415-532-4867. Once again, the text line here in the studio, 415-532-4867. In a couple of minutes, we'll bring on the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Murch. Of course, we'll talk about the passing of Carl Weathers, known as Apollo Creed, of course, in the Rocky movies. Pretty good guy. I met him a couple of times. We didn't have conversations with him, but Larry knew him pretty well. I'll talk about that in depth, of course. And I also picked the brain of a 92-year-old, going to be 93 years old. Come Larry Merchant, February the 11th. It's going to be his birthday. Wow, holy cow. 93 years old, of course, and I can still pick his brain. You know what? He's one of those guys where I don't have to tell him what we're going to talk about. Imagine that. All these other kids, what are you going to tell me about? What are you going to ask me? What are you going to ask me? Well, tell me what the questions are. Larry says, let it roll. And we roll. We're rolling after the break with Larry Murch, and you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We'll be right back.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug, come here kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We take it from Philadelphia to the City of Angels, Southern California, Santa Monica to be exact, and bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And how are you today, sir?
Well, I'm sort of housebound. We're having some storms come in, and so I'm just enjoying the view and thinking of going downstairs to our gym later this afternoon.
You know, Godfather, I feed a homeless guy around the corner from the studio. His name is Joe, who I went to high school with his family. I didn't know that until a couple of years ago. But anyway, he was preparing for the atmospheric river yesterday because the guy lives outside on the street, and he's got all this plastic set up and all this. I mean, he had a nice, when I went by to bring him some pizza last night, he had a nice little hustle. In other words, I'm saying he actually was out of the rain, and, you know, it's unfortunate people have to live on the street, but that's sort of the bright side of it, is that he wasn't getting rained on.
Well, thank you for doing your civic duty.
No, I did it. Listen, when I was a cop, I was a rookie cop, a recruit in the police academy. I just got out of the academy, my second day on the street, and there was some older lady laying in the street there on Powell Street near the cable car turnaround, and she was asking, she said she was hungry. So I gave her a couple of bucks, and my field training officer, Dan Freddy, looked at me because they were grading. Everything he did was on a grade, this and that. So he called, believe it or not, they asked me a little bit later, why did you give her the money? I said, because she needed it, and I didn't. But, that's how weird the police department was, that they sort of called me on giving money to somebody poor.
Well, I guess it's such a complicated and expensive problem that they figure that the city or the state could do those things.
Okay, exactly. Now, did you
know? Citizen.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Were you in Rocky movies? How many Rocky movies were you in?
I think three, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. In 1976, which is now 48 years, I was producing and writing and commenting for NBC, and I went out. The original Rocky hit with such titanic force that I went out to, I came out here, and we arranged a shoot with Sylvester Stallone, and I think Carl Weathers, but I'm not sure, and to show how they, and this is a word I never heard connected to a fight movie, how they choreographed
the fight
the
scenes.
Fight scenes.
Yeah.
And we went through all of that and showed how they did it and how they talked to each other under their breaths. One of them saying, "I'm going to the ropes now," and then the other guy saying, "I'm coming with a left hook," and so on.
In other words, Larry, like professional wrestling.
Well, if you got a script, yes.
You know. So anyway, this atmospheric river that's going to hit at you—that's already been up here at one point in time. It's, you know, not too many cars stop traffic in San Francisco. The other night, I think it was Friday night, traffic came to a stop. It was raining that hard you could not see in front of you. I don't think I've ever seen rain that thick. So at atmospheric river, they weren't BSing. This is different.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Things are different weather-wise these days.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely no doubt about that. Now, back to Carl Weathers, dude. Carl Weathers, he had a good little run as far as being Apollo Creed, and then later in life he was, I think he trained a couple of guys as far as the movies were concerned. But the Rocky movies, what was your general impression of Sylvester Stallone? I had mine, but what was your general impression of him?
Look, I think it was a brilliant, popular movie.
Yeah.
There was actually a play based on the Rocky movies that I went, simply out of curiosity, I was in New York, and I went to sit down, and the audience seemed filled with Rocky fans.
Mm-hmm.
They were in their shorts, all the kinds of things you're not supposed to see on Broadway, rooting for Rocky. So he had an impact as every man's underdog. And it must have had some kind of social value that so many Rocky movies were made.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give him credit. A lot of smart people in Hollywood would like to have a series like that, but he came up with it.
He finally paid off Chuck Wepner, like, I think, 8 or 10 years ago, like 30 years after the movies. He probably could have gave Chuck a couple of bucks earlier, don't you think?
I don't know how the Hollywood system works, but in the end, I think he got a couple of hundred grand that Stallone based Rocky on the Chuck Wepner story of a guy coming out of nowhere and no place to compete with the elite fighters.
Muhammad Ali, the Bayonne Bleeder, they called him.
Yep, and goes 15, almost 15 rounds with Ali in Cleveland. I was at that fight.
You know, he keeps telling me he knocked Muhammad Ali down. Did he knock Muhammad Ali down that day? Was it a legitimate knockdown, Larry?
He knocked him down. Right. Whether it was a legitimate knockdown or not, it wasn't called. But later, I guess watching film, you could see that he had stepped on Ali's foot as he delivered the punch. But I can't believe that he choreographed that step. It just happened during the rumble of a big fight.
Okay. There really haven't been any super boxing movies outside of, I mean, the Rocky series sort of takes over, doesn't it? I mean, as far as other boxing movies are concerned, they're sort of like, not really. I mean, it's Rocky and everybody else.
Well, look, they made a big movie about a down-and-out American pug who gets a chance to fight for the heavyweight title. And so on and so forth. And it's a cultural staple. I'm still getting royalties a few cents or a few dollars because of it. It still plays all over the world.
Wow. No doubt about it. Still getting royalties, of course, on something 35, almost 40 years later. Stallone, he keeps himself in pretty good shape. I mean, he's sort of true to the game.
I guess it was based on his own life. He was a Rocky character in Hollywood. The guy came from nowhere to come up with this gigantic cultural icon and no doubt made 12 fortunes on it.
Okay. Before we go to the break, I got to ask you, are you all updated on your vaccines?
Yes.
Because the reason why I'm asking is that friends of mine haven't had their vaccines in a long time, and like I said, did you get the latest vaccine? They go, which one is that? So people need to get with this, man, or we're going to start to get sick again.
Well, I had a strange thing happen to me just earlier last week when I went to the drugstore to get a shot, and they looked up the records, and I hadn't had one in September. So I didn't qualify.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, let's take a break. Impeccable, let's take a break. We'll be back with Larry Merchant. Mrs. Patricia Stitch Merchant, we'll talk about her. We'll say hello to her after the break. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Of course, Ken Norton Sr. was the world heavyweight champion WBC version at one point in time. I had some good opportunities to spend some time with him around the world, different countries, different continents. But his son was a football player and a coach, of course, with the Oakland Raiders. But the bottom line is he talks about CT and the chronic traumatic encephalopathy and what heads banging together means. Let's hear what Ken Norton Jr. has to say.
The collisions that the guys have, and you know, being out of the game now and watching the collisions and the hard work, and you know, some kids, some of the players, you know, dying on the field. It's you see the game from a different light. When you're playing, you don't really realize exactly how dangerous it is. And when you get out of it and look at it, you think, wow, you know, get up from that hit, you know, get up from that collision. You don't realize that you know, football is extremely dangerous game.
What is it that allowed you or any football player then to endure that type of physicality and pain?
You know, you can't really put a finger on anything, any one thing, because you're just one play away. You just have to continue to play hard, keep your feet moving, and you have to be blessed. You have to have a lot of blessing and luck with you.
You know, I think about your dad being a boxer, and I guess the physical kind of pain he had to deal with was almost similar. Was there a similarity to that with what your dad had to deal with in boxing as well, you think?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Boxing, you don't have a helmet on, and, you know, these guys are hitting you in the head, and it's different. You know, you're standing right in front of a guy in boxing, hitting him with no helmet on. In football, you're running 50, 60 yards full speed, and you're just running right into somebody. So, you know, toughness, that part might be similar because you have to be tough. And football is a game that if you're not tough, you know, you'll find out real quick. In boxing, if you're not tough and you got a soft chin, you know, they'll find it.
Ken Norton Jr., of course, his son, as I said, a former heavyweight champion, Ken Norton Sr. Larry, you did an HBO special on football players and the fact they were forgetting things and had people getting them out of bed, this and that. That was like 25, 30 years ago, wasn't it?
I guess it was. When I was a boy, my father used to take me on Sundays to watch semi-pro football, and there were many players who played without helmets.
I keep interrupting you. Go ahead, sir.
The helmet, which is designed to protect the head, in the modern era, they're used as weapons.
Yeah.
They protect the head as you dive into the pile, and theoretically.
When I hung out with some of the Oakland Raiders, and of course, the owner, Al Davis, was one of the guys I watched the fights with over in San Leandro, California. But some of the Raiders were together, some of the Raiders were not, and I never figured it out. I thought maybe they were drunks. I thought maybe, maybe they were getting high, this kind of stuff. I couldn't figure it out. So then in 1992, I was doing a pay-per-view card with, I think, Greg Haugen and Hector Camacho, somebody, or Greg Haugen and somebody, I forget who it was, Ray Mancini up there in Reno, Nevada. And I interviewed Mark Gastineau after a fight, the former sack leader for the New York Jets. Of course, he was an all-pro defensive lineman. But the bottom line is, I said to him, three times, we're with Mark Gastineau, and he never realized, he never recognized me or anything. Larry, I had to step on his foot to get his attention.
Well, that's just another
CTE.
Example of CTE.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, this
stuff. You know, You know, it was named the Lou Gehrig's disease because Lou Gehrig, the great first baseman for the Yankees, had it. And many people speculated that he probably got it when he was playing football at Columbia University.
Wow. Of course, football has changed. You know what? You know, when I think of some of the great quarterbacks we had here in San Francisco, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Joe's still together. But I interviewed Steve Young one time on this show, and he said the reason why he got out of football was the fear of CT. In other words, he had suffered 4 or 5 concussions. He said that was enough.
Yeah, well, Steve Young was a smart young guy and realized what it was doing to him and then probably left the game a little earlier than many other quarterbacks or players did.
Well, Troy Aikman got out at the right time, the guy from Dallas.
Yeah. Look, some guys play positions where they can defend themselves a little bit or they have systems that help to defend them. But guaranteed, some of them don't have systems that protect them.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And of course, we see it in boxing, you know. People don't realize this, Larry, but when I go to some of like these boxing fraternities or these reunions, this and that, it's not always, and football is the same, it's not always pretty. Yet I go to a baseball reunion and everybody's about the same.
Well, not too many baseball players get hit in the head with baseballs very often.
Of 112 NFL players who were autopsied after their death, 111 had CT. The only one that didn't have CT was a punter.
Well, that's a shock.
I know, but, hey, I mean, 112, 111? I mean, I was like, the Canadians did this story. I was like blown away by it. Of course, the Canadians also say that if you compete in mixed martial arts, you're 3 times more likely or 300% more likely to suffer CTE than a professional boxer. And if you compete in the NFL, you're twice as likely to suffer CTE than a professional boxer. All of a sudden, boxing's a safe sport? Come on.
Well, maybe we can revive boxing by running some commercials telling parents of their kids that boxing is safer than football.
Well, according to, I remember one time I looked up the stats on amateur boxing. The only sport with less injuries in amateur boxing was golf at that point in time. In 1984, I looked it up doing a story. It was 1984. The only sport in amateur sport that suffered less injuries in amateur boxing was golf. And I thought that was a little bit weird, but, you know, they stopped those fights pretty early.
Well, it certainly seems weird to me. I haven't seen too many people get hit by golf clubs or golf balls. And I used to cover a lot of those events.
Okay. We have a picture of you right now on WBC TV. You're wearing glasses. You and I no longer wear glasses. Can you tell the audience why?
Well, I had that operation they give to old people in which they put new lenses in there, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here reading newspapers on a Sunday without my glasses.
Yeah. It's one. Godfather, it's unbelievable. You get these lenses. UCSF, of course, I went to UCSF to get the surgery because somebody said to me they have better doctors, they have better level. Bottom line is it was stellar. I mean, I see stuff that they took out the cataracts and stuff, but I see stuff I never saw before. It's like I have eyes like a microscope now.
Well, good for you. I drive without glasses. Occasionally, in bad light, I use my glasses to read.
Mm-hmm.
Reading glasses that I get in the drugstore.
Okay. You mean the same ones you can get at the dollar store if you went to the dollar store?
Well, I don't know. I think they cost $12 or $15.
I think you're getting ripped off, Godfather. You got to go to the dollar store to buy your reading glasses because they're only a buck and a half. Now, let's change subjects. Thursday night, Teofimo Lopez is back, taking on Jermaine Ortiz, of course, and was thought to be a work fight for him. But the kid's exciting. Or at one point in time, he was really exciting. He talked a good game. And boxing needs personalities. Boxing needs Teofimo Lopez, I think.
I think there are a lot of young men who try that. Some are better at it than others.
Uh-huh.
And if they're too good at it, they get sniped at for being too smart. So I don't know how all of that works. But in this day and age of communications being all over the place, it's probably a good idea if you can sell yourself.
Okay. I've got about 2.5 minutes here. Can you describe or explain the metamorphosis of George Foreman to me and to the audience? Because when I met him in the 60s, he was a thug beating guys up in the gym my size. He was a bully. Now, there's a metamorphosis has taken place. Can you explain that to me?
Well, it isn't now, but when he made his comeback after being away from the sport for 10 years, he was a different guy. He realized that there were sides of him that could entertain people. And he came across as this really neat guy who could rumble but could also talk up a storm. And then, of course, he made a lot of money for being associated with that hamburger thing.
That grill.
That grill, and that maybe made him even happier still. And I don't see George often, but when I do, he seems the same amiable guy that he was in the second part of his career.
You know, when I did televise his fight on the Financial News Network, the sports section, against J.B. Williamson in Galveston, Texas in 1989, it was the largest audience they had ever had in the history of the network.
Uh-huh. Well,
George was
some guys. Yeah, absolutely. And he was an interesting figure, and he fought Ali, and he had fought Frazier, and all the top guys of his time.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you the very happiest of birthdays. Your birthday is coming up pretty soon. I wish I could come down there, but I'm unavailable that day. But I want to wish you the very happiest of birthdays, birthday number 93 to you. You know, you're not only a national treasure, you're very special to me, and I feel very fortunate the fact that you've let me into your life a little bit.
Well, thank you, Pedro. That's kind of you.
And the God Mama, give the God... Well, hold on. I'm not done. Give the God Mama a big kiss for me.
I sure will.
Okay.
But you must have something on the ball to gain attention from a lot of people.
Well, I love you, Godfather. Have a great day.
You too.
Retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, appearing exclusively on WBC-TV and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
I think it was 1990. That was the FNN broadcast. George Foreman versus J.B. Williamson. George stopped him, I think, in the fourth round. Hugh Millay and I had that ringside. It was a great event. Galveston, Texas. What a beautiful place that was. No doubt about that. Now, wow. I'm glad we got that out of the way because, you know, when I think about George Foreman, I think about the fact that I saw him in the 60s and the 70s. He was a thug. He was a mean guy. He used to beat up guys the size of me and the impeccable one. I mean, beat the snot out of us in the gym. 165, 170 pounds, just beating us to death. You know what I'm saying? I mean, George Foreman beating guys, 210 pounds, beating guys to death at 115, 120 pounds. So he's definitely come a long ways. And as I said, it's a metamorphosis. Larry said it was he got knocked out, I think, by Jimmy Young or got knocked down by Jimmy Young, and then he said he saw God, this and that, but the comeback, the change, it's for real in George Foreman, no doubt about that. Now, Eddie Hearn was talking about a month ago about, of course, Tyson Fury and the Francis Ngannou fight. Of course, Tyson Fury back in the news this week because of the fact he got cut in the February fight, of course, with Oleg Usyk is off, but the bottom line is, let's hear what Eddie Hearn really had to say about Tyson Fury.
Everyone's talking about how bad Fury was, but you got to give props to Ngannou because he just obviously followed a game plan, and Fury allowed him to do pretty much what he wanted in that fight. It was a bizarre performance. I felt Ngannou won the fight. You know, when the final bell went, I was like, oh my God, he's just beating Tyson Fury. Obviously, it went split the other way. Tyson was very lucky in that respect, but he just didn't look himself. You know, I don't think his punch resistance the same. He looked afraid in the fight. I don't know whether that was just bad preparation or thinking about the Usyk fight. I'm sure there's a little bit of all of that, but it didn't bode very well for his future. I mean, look, I've always said that AJ knocks out Tyson Fury. People have called me mad. And now this week, people are believing me. But I guess until that fight's made, it's irrelevant anyway. But yeah, I was shocked by the fight, shocked by the performance. And, you know, who knows what's next for everybody.
Eddie Hearn, of course, talking about the current world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, of course, pulled out of a fight this week, got cut. I don't think he got cut in the sparring because when I looked at the two films that it was provided for me via Twitter, via X, call it what you want. But the bottom line is I saw him take a punch, an uppercut punch, but it didn't land anywhere near the eye or anything like that. So I'm trying to say, I'll say it again, time and time again. I'm repeating myself. But for him to get cut the way he did over that eye, it would take somebody to stab through his headgear with a screwdriver or like a knife. I kid you not. I mean, that was like unbelievable. And, of course, just for this cut to heal, it's going to take 6 months to a year. maybe 9 months. I kid you not. So they're going to put him back in the ring, just like they did after that Otto Wallach fight when he got cut real bad, about the same spot. They put him back in the ring. He's going to bleed again. He's going to bleed for the rest of his career, no doubt about that. And his career may be over. In other words, the fact that he's got a $10 million bond, he's got to get up and fight in this next fight with Usyk in the rematch that's been scheduled, I think, for May. If he doesn't do it in that May date, he loses $10 million, something like that. But the bottom line is he never really has give a real spit about anything. I'm talking about Tyson Fury as far as rules and things that are concerned, because rules do not apply to him. He's a gypsy. It's just the way it is. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you got to say to yourself, you know, Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua, that's probably going to be the heavyweight championship of the world. I mean, that's probably because I think Ngannou's the uncrowned champion. Oh, the WBC is going to get upset about that. A lot of people, the boxing establishment, go up in arms. But the bottom line is, I mean, come on. He didn't have a pro fight ever before that. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou. He steps in the ring with Tyson Fury, an incredible underdog, okay? Big-time underdog. And he gets knocked, and Tyson Fury gets knocked down. He gets manhandled. And like Eddie Hearn said, his punch resistance, he doesn't want to take punches anymore. He's not eager to fight anymore. His loss, let me tell you, he's gotten soft. This is it. He got soft. I mean, he thought that, you know, that this MMA guy was going to be easy. No, he didn't think so. He trained his ass off for that fight, just like he would in any other fight. As far as this fight's concerned, as far as the fight with Usyk, it was supposed to take place in a couple of weeks, was he mentally and physically prepared? No. Is this cut suspect? Yes, it is. And if anybody could pull off a cut like that, it would be this guy. In other words, he's a crazy guy. I mean, I'm not talking about cocaine aside. He's just an absolute nut. Now, let's go from nutty people to people that are rational. I'm talking about undefeated WBO junior middleweight champion Tim Zhu, of course, taking on Keith Thurman. That's going to go down, I believe, March the 30th. So March the 30th on the debut, of course, Prime Boxing will be on pay-per-view. I don't know how Prime's going to do that. Bottom line is Prime Boxing or Amazon Prime is going to charge you like money to watch boxing on their channel. I don't get it. Of course, why don't they just – they got all the money in the world. I mean, they got more money than the Arabs, the Saudi Arabia. So why don't they put up some money and buy the sport of boxing? Speaking of the sport of boxing, of course, I think that the Saudi Arabians are making their best move. And I tried to tell you last week what this is all about. It's called sports washing. Sports washing, not watching. Sports washing. When you wash your image with sports, you wash it with sporting events. Of course, the Saudis have got themselves a golf league, a baseball league, they got boxing going over there big time. The WWE. Speaking of the WWE, what about my buddy Vince McMahon? What about Vince? What a piece of work, huh? What a piece of work. I mean, did you look into any of this? Did you see that at all? Impeccable One, the Vince McMahon stuff? Was that unbelievable or what? He defecated on some girl's head during a sexual encounter? I mean, good Lord. And guess what? None of this would have ever came to light had he paid her the money he agreed to pay her. He was supposed to pay her $3 million. He stopped paying her after $1 million. Like, F you is what he said. And guess what? She said F you instead. And guess what? She's got the ultimate because, you know, there's receipts. I mean, when you go across lines, straight lines, they call it the Mann Act. Of course, that was originally how they went after heavyweight champion Jack Johnson because he was banging white women. They didn't like that back in the 1920s, 1910. No. So they came up with this law. If you're taking women across the border, across state lines for sex, it's called the Mann Act. You're in violation of the Mann Act. This was the law designed for Jack Johnson. Of course, now they hit R. Kelly, I think, with that act. Now they've got to hit Vince McMahon with that act. I mean, R. Kelly's in jail, no bail, no nothing. Okay, I understand some of Kelly's victims were underage, but the bottom line is, come on, man, they did basically the same thing that Vince McMahon did, except Vince McMahon's a billionaire and he's white. I mean, R. Kelly's got money, but he's black. I'm not trying to say there's a difference in the justice system, but think about that. I mean, come on, all the stuff that Vince McMahon, I can't say the stuff he's accused of. I can't say it. I can't say it on the air. I can't. That's how trashy it is. That's a nice way to put it, trashy. I kid you not. But the guy, of course, that ruined professional wrestling, made himself billions of bucks. Listen, man, I don't fault Vince McMahon for making the money that he made. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious of the money. That's not what I'm, but I'm upset with the fact that he destroyed professional wrestling. I mean, kayfabe. Kayfabe was when we went to an arena, and we went into an arena, wrestling arena, and you knew it was fake going in. But for the time you were in the arena, it was real. It was suspended realization or whatever you want to call it, suspended disbelief. I don't know how you want to put that. But the bottom line is, when you went into a wrestling arena, before Vince McMahon got involved and made it national and said that it wasn't a real thing, it was fixed, and he did that only because he didn't want to pay some taxes. I mean, the guy's a multi-billionaire, and he sacrificed his business and turned it into an acting. He admitted that they were all fake and rigged and that kind of good stuff, and he did that for the sake of not having to pay a small tax in the state of California and a few other states. So the bottom line is, I think he ruined professional wrestling. I mean, I don't want to watch professional wrestling. I haven't watched wrestling in a long, long time. And I think kayfabe is really something that you can get into. I'll tell you what. Here's a kayfabe story you'll never hear. The masked interns, these guys wore masks, and they were wrestling Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens, of course, with the good guys here in the United States in San Francisco at the Cow Palace. They're wrestling for the World Tag Team Championship, wink, wink. Anyway, after the match, we were up near the ring, and the masked intern kicked me. He kicked me, and he stepped on my hand, okay, because I was doing something ringside I shouldn't have been doing. So he tried to correct me, this and that. So we went across the street and grabbed 3 dozen eggs and some tomatoes, and we waited for them to come outside. And then came out Dr. Ken Ramey, was their manager. He was driving the car. The two masked interns, one was in the front seat, one was in the back seat. So we jump out with all these eggs. We're throwing all these eggs at him, this and that. He almost wrecked the car, this and that. But that's how much we thought wrestling was real. Okay? We're 13, 14 years old. We're not going to let those guys punk us, no doubt about it. This is my, the Cow Palace was my house, not these guys, not these professional wrestling guys. Anyway, the mass interns, that was pretty funny. Their car got ripped up. They almost wrecked going out of the Cow Palace. And then Roy Shire, because I was a ticket scalper for Roy Shire, I hustled tickets. What I mean by that is I used to buy 20 or 30, depending on the event, $4 elevator ringside seats from the promoter whose name was Roy Shire. And he would have sell me tickets at the intermission when he was counting all the receipts in the office. I go back in the Cow Palace office and bought these tickets from him, of course. And he knew I was scalping him. He knew it. Roy Shire knew I mean, Roy was a good guy to me. He was a good guy. He was a creep to everybody else, but he was a good guy to me. In fact, you know, he helped put me through school. At one point in time, I remember, you know, I'd be broke. I'd be stone cold broke. And I tell a couple of my partners, listen, you guys got to come out to the Cow Palace with me. He goes, why? Because I'm selling tickets and I need some security, need some backup. Because, you know, I was the only non-black ticket scalper. I kid you not. The only non-black ticket scalper. And at one point in time, that was dangerous. That was a dangerous position to be in. So I had to bring my own security. In fact, when I scalped tickets for Bob Dylan one night, the first night, and I had so much cash on me. You know, I had like $5,000 or $6,000 in like $20 bills all in my pockets. So we left early, and I was freaking out all the way home because I had the security guard with me, some Samoan dude. I mean, I hired a Samoan dude, right? So I took a cab. Didn't even bother taking the bus. I took a cab. There was no doubt about it. I was getting home with that money. Anyway, the old ticket scalping days, man, I miss it. Anyway, back to the March 30th card, of course. We're talking about Pitbull Cruz and Rolly Romero on the same card, of course, with Keith Thurman. And Mr. Tim Zhu, as I said, the WBO undefeated junior middleweight champion, come to us out of Australia. Of course, he's fought here before, but he is the son of Kostya Zhu, of course, the former world junior welterweight champion and a Hall of Famer without a doubt. Of course, at one point in time, Kostya was thought to be the guy that was going to be able to beat Oscar De La Hoya, but they never put that fight together. Coincidence for Oscar? No, I think it was a smart move for Oscar. At that point in time, Oscar was vulnerable at 139. Instead, Oscar took on Julio Cesar Chavez, who was older than dirt at that point in time, of course, and he rolled over Chavez not once but twice. But speaking of the Golden Boy, of course, this week he's talking big things about wanting to put Ryan Garcia in with this guy and Ryan Garcia in with that guy. You know, if it wasn't for Ryan Garcia, Oscar De La Hoya wouldn't be getting a whole lot of press. He just wouldn't. I mean, I hate to put it to you like that, but Oscar, but you know, you got to do something for the other guys in your promotional stable. We don't even hear about them. All we hear about is Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia this, Ryan Garcia that. Oscar De La Hoya's got a, because Ryan brings in the money. Because that's the only way you look at it. Anyway, Keith Thurman and Tim Zhu. Keith Thurman's he's 30-1. I thought he lost more than one fight, but the bottom line is, I think he lost that fight to Manny Pacquiao, didn't he? I think so. Anyway, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he hasn't fought in like 2.5-3 years, and Tim Zhu's been pretty active, so Tim's probably going to roll over him. And Rolly Romero and Pitbull Cruz. Of course, Pitbull Cruz is a guy that I always thought that is fighting like one or two divisions above his – natural size. What I'm trying to say is he's a fat guy. That's what I'm trying to say. Pitbull is a fat little pit bull, and he should get himself together, get a dietitian, get a nutritionist, and bring himself down to weight. Because, you know, you want to fight at the best weight you can, where you're your strongest, this and that, where you have the abilities maybe to impose your will on somebody else. But if you're fighting 10 pounds heavy, you're not going to be able to impose your will on anybody. It just won't happen. Of course, Pitbull Cruz is the only guy to go the distance as far as title fights are concerned with Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis, 29-0, 27 KOs. What's next for him? Of course, 140 pounds, 147 pounds. Can he make 147? Is he too small? Yeah, he's way too small for 147. Listen, he belongs at 140, 140, 135, maybe even dropping down to 130. But 29-0, 27 KOs. We haven't heard from him since April of last year in the Ryan Garcia win. Gervonta Davis, where are you? I mean, are you going to go like a missing person, that kind of good stuff? Do we have to look for you on the side of milk cartons? Are you that missing? Bottom line is, Davis, the tank, you need to fight. No doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My next guest is truly, what? First guest. What did I say? Next guest. And you corrected me in front of millions of people, didn't you?
That's what the impeccable one does to me. Corrects me in front of millions of people. You guys don't see it all the time, but I'm telling you, this guy's like, he's so tough on me, it's like, oh, He should be arrested for producer abuse sometime. Straight up. Don't forget, March the 16th. I want to mention the fact that Lorenzo Powell's on the show, but he'll be making his pro debut March the 16th, of course, in Stockton, California, a.k.a. Fat City at the Adventist Health Arena, of course, Stockton, California, March the 16th, Saturday night. On top, Gabe Flores Jr., the undefeated lad, of course, taking on an opponent to be named. Of course, also on the card, the both the Vargas brothers. Talk about Fernando Vargas Jr. and his brother. So Fernando's going to be in the house. Be a good night, no doubt about that. Boxing history about to take place Saturday, March 16th in Stockton, California at the Venice Health Arena. Don't forget that. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to mention the guy that appeared on last week's show via Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle interviewed the guy, and then I stole the interview from Rick Tittle because Rick said to me, you know, I got this guy who's an undefeated light heavyweight out of London. His name is Joshua Buatsi. I said, yeah, I heard he can fight a little bit. Anyway, he won a tough 12-round decision over Dan Aziz. Aziz came in at 20-0, left 20-1, 13 KOs. Of course, that was a Friday night, I believe, in London in a WB light heavyweight title eliminator. Now Buatsi is 18-0 with 13 knockouts, so more power to him. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. I'm supposed to do a big thing here at the end of the show, and I can't. My phone went dead, so I can't read the script that I'm supposed to read. So I apologize to the people at Veeam TV. I screwed up. The TV on the phone went dead. Anyway, that's just what it is. Next week's fights. Friday, Thursday night, of course, Teofimo Lopez going to take on Mr. Ortiz. I think that he's going to be a showcase fight for Teofimo, no doubt about that. But he's a fighter that's entertaining. He's like the Hector Camacho of nowadays, but maybe not as fast as Camacho, but he punches better than Camacho, I think, as far as one punch are concerned. So the bottom line is we have the once-beaten Teofimo Lopez taking on Mr. Jermaine Ortiz in the main event Thursday night, July the 8th, from the Michelob Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, that is the place where I saw the David Benavidez, Demetrius Andrade fight about a month and a half ago. It's a beautiful arena. It is the future of boxing, no doubt about that. So those people got it going on at the Mandalay Bay. This has been Ring Talk, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank my impeccable producer in the other room, Mr. Bailey Peck, for his coming here and putting up with me. Of course, I want to thank the people in Dallas, Texas. They are down there with VTV. The Jackmans, both Daniela and Double J, John Jackman. Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I got to make it right for everyone concerned.